With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The House has passed the National Defense Authorization Act and sent it to President Biden.
The House made quick work of passing the bill after it got through the Senate late Wednesday following rigorous debate over a number of amendments. The 310 to 118 vote came over the objections of some conservative House members. They opposed the extension of the government's FISA surveillance powers, as well as abortion and some woke gender policies in the military. The $866 billion bill includes a pay hike for the troops and money to deter China and help Ukraine in its war against Russia. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's defense minister says it will take months to destroy Hamas, predicting a drawn-out war. The Biden administration has shown unease over Israel's failure to reduce civilian casualties, but the administration continues to offer support for Israel's campaign with weapons and diplomatic backing. Meanwhile, Joe Biden wants Israel's defense forces to be more precise in their military operations in Gaza.
Days after expressing concern about what he called Israel's indiscriminate bombing in Gaza, the president explained what he hopes the Israeli military can accomplish.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
Earlier, a National Security Council spokesman said the U.S. discussed with Israeli officials the possibility of ratcheting down the intensity of fighting in Gaza in the near future. Greg Clugston, The White House.
U.S. military says a missile fired from territory controlled by Yemen's Houthi rebels missed a container ship traveling through the crucial Bab el-Mandeb Strait. The attack is the latest threatening shipping in the crucial maritime choke point. And elections in Serbia this weekend, President Aleksandar Vučić pushing to reassert his populist party's dominance. This is SRN News. Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says the recent congressional testimony by the presidents of Harvard, Penn, and MIT should send a message to all Americans.
The moral confusion, secularization, radicalization, the ideological corruption of American higher education has never been more evident. Those three women failed a basic moral test. And let's face it, they failed it publicly and catastrophically. Indeed, they steadfastly resisted making any categorical statement against calls for the mass murder of the Jewish people.
And Mohler cautions Christians should be paying special attention.
This tells us a great deal about the rot of America's higher education. It also underlines the incongruity of how so many Christian parents and students think it would be a great achievement to get into those universities.
Several studies indicate Christian kids who go off to secular colleges are likely to fall away from their faith. Dr. Mohler made his comments recently to townhall.com. This is SRN News. Caution, bull loose on the tracks.
A loose bull in New Jersey's largest city that found its way onto train tracks and snarled rail traffic has been captured. The ruddy brown bull with large, dark-tipped horns stood on the tracks at Newark Penn Station, prompting a police response. The incident held up train traffic between New Jersey and New York Penn Station for nearly an hour. Newark's public safety director says city officers eventually cornered the animal in a fenced lot about 3 miles away from the station. No injuries were reported. The bull will be sent to a local animal sanctuary. Keith Peters reporting.
The mother of a six-year-old girl who shot his teacher in Virginia, scheduled to be sentenced with felony child neglect. Friday's court hearing comes nearly a year after the woman's son used her handgun to critically wound teacher Abby Zwirner. Prosecutors are recommending 6 months behind bars. SRN News.